So my name is Leah Wells, and we're here in the KCSB studios at UC Santa Barbara. And we first want to thank KCSB and the Center for Middle East Studies and the Nuclear Age Peace Foundation for helping to bring this together, as well as everybody else who's helped to get everybody together for this. And it's really important that we're here as students talking to each other, because if the people we've elected and our governments are not talking to each other, it's the responsibility of students and young people to bring up the dialogue. And the lack of cross-cultural communication is really troubling, and so this is a really wonderful thing that we're doing today. And we really thank you all for being here. And we wanted to start out with some introductions and was hoping that you all would start us off with that.
Hey, now, can I ask you a question or a favor? Can you talk much slowly, because it's really hard to catch your voice, because, you know, it's a phone line and it's a little bit distorted, and we hardly can get you clearly. So talk a little bit slowly.
Okay. So will you all start by introducing yourselves first?
Uh-huh. Yes, I think we're going to start from here. Good evening, everyone. My name is Ahmed. I'm 23, and I study computer science in Mansoura University College. That's it. Here's the other guy.
Hello, everyone. My name is Salam. I'm a student at the Terra State College of Education. I'm 21 years old.
Hi, everyone. My name is Bukhar Abd Ali. I'm 19 years old. I'm in secondary class. That's everyone.
Hi, everyone. I'm Walid Mudaffar, and I go to high school, and I have 19 years old, and that's it for me.
Hi, my name is Saudad Yunus. I'm 31. I study English in College of Education, first year. That's it.
Well, for me, first of all, I would like to greet you in the universal greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
My name is Haider. I'm one of the most bored university students. Really. And I'm really so eager to rock and roll this place tonight.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Soraya Casey. I'm 17 years old. I'm studying for Ademia Secondary School. And I hope to be a translator. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum. My name is I am 17 years old. I hope to be a lawyer in the future. And
Hi, my name is Saeed Rashid. I'm a fifth year architectural student, and I'm 24 years old.
That's it. So now it's your turn, I guess.
And Dan.
Okay.
Come on.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Michelle, and I am a graduate student in religious studies, and I'm 34.
Hi, assalamu alaikum. My name is Lizette. I'm 19 years old, and I plan on being a lawyer in the future, inshallah.
Hi, my name is Liran. I'm 23. And I go to UCSB. My father was actually born in Iraq. And I noticed Haidar brought poetry, and I would like to exchange my poetry with him as well.
Hi, my name is Sunita. I'm originally from Bosnia, so I would like to say that I share what you guys are going through, and we're supporting you here. I am a global studies major, and this is my last year in Santa Barbara.
I'm Sean Talent. I'm 22 years old. I'm a student right now. I study international studies, so I plan on living abroad and want to do everything possible to help out with cultural understanding.
Hi, my name is Josh Hoffman. I'm a 24-year-old grad student here at UC Santa Barbara, and I just want to say that I'm really excited to hear from you guys. I noticed that we have a couple singers in the group, so hopefully we'll be able to hear you later.
My name is Nico Pitney. I'm 21 years old, and I study philosophy here in Santa Barbara.
Wonderful. So we were hoping that we could start talking to each other, and if you had any questions for us, we would love to hear from you.
Okay, I want to ask Selena about her favorite sport and hobbies, and what do you do in your spare time, and these things, you know.
Okay, so my favorite sport is basketball, and what do I do in spare time? I work at the Nuclear Peace Foundation with Leah, and we've been just trying to get this to happen and talk to you guys, and we're just trying to, you know, make this as possible for everyone to get involved and understand each other and make this, you know, communication better with each other, and that's it, I think.
Well, I'm going to ask you, Nicole, and I heard that you're studying philosophy, and I really like to know your philosophy, your own philosophy about life. I'm really interesting, I insist.
I'm glad we have an hour to just get started. I don't know what to say, but I mean... At least with the things that are going on now, I study moral philosophy, and it's been a big help in trying to understand kind of how important morals rather than economics and politics and, you know, big issues like that are to the things that are going on, how this affects, you know, people, and how throughout time that's been an incredibly important area of study. And so, yeah, that's been important.
That was short.
That's so cool. Very young.
What's your philosophy on life?
You don't want to know. You really don't want to know. My philosophy is that let's stay a little bit dark. Mm-hmm. And I'm seeing the life from another direction. And I really believe in God. So my philosophy talks about the existence of the humans here on Earth, and what the thing that they should do every day, and how they should behave. And I think this is enough for you.
Do you have other questions?
Yeah. Well, questions, maybe another member gonna ask you. Uh-huh.
Well, for me, I would like to ask a question to Liran.
Can you speak up, please?
Well, is it clear now?
Yes.
For me, I would like to ask a question for Liran. He said that his father was born in Iraq, and that was a very interesting point. So I really want to know how did he, did he raise here in Iraq, or was it just for a short while? And what did his father thinking about our culture and our civilization, our history, our everything?
My father has nothing but wonderful memories about Iraq. He lived with, he had five other siblings, and he remembers a lot of freedom, and they would always have a wonderful time. My grandfather actually worked in the government in Iraq. The interesting thing about that is that they're Jewish, and it's what I realized, not only from that, is that how the Muslim and Jewish relations were very strong, and that we've actually been peaceful friends for much longer than the world tries to portray us as being enemies through the Israeli conflict. My father remembers having great friends who are Muslim. He was there till he was 9, you asked. And he left in 51 along with about 150,000 other Jewish Iraqis to move to to Israel.
Can I ask you a question, Liran? What did he do at that time for the government? His work, I mean.
Your grandfather, she means.
Yeah, of course, grandfather.
Actually, I'm not sure.
How come? You're talking about something you consider it important, and you are not sure.
Because my dad got married at 38, And so by the time I knew my grandpa, he wasn't able to talk very well. So I don't know.
I'm sure you have memories about it from your father or other members of the family.
What I'll do, the first thing when we end this dialogue, is go find out as much as I can, and hopefully I can come back to you with all the information.
So we are going to help you to dig.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, shall we shift now to your poetry? I heard that you're a poet, right? So I really want to know what kind of poets you write, romantic poets. Have you wrote anything about the war or something, for example?
Yeah, I wrote something last night in dedication through Haidar's biography. I actually felt very connected to him, and
I'm so eager to hear.
I wrote a poem. If I could read it right now for you.
Yeah, that would be so nice.
To me, the separation of us is not real. We converge as one in the bucket of tears. As the rivers emerge into oceans of peace, I'll meet you at the spot where the waves hit the beach. We will dance in the sky of the fortunate sun, where my God and your God are the same blessed one. In my dreams, our children hold hands while they sing, and the angels soar with their gentle white wings. I know in my heart we will meet again, when this earth, peace, love, and compassion God sends. Time cannot hold us apart for too long, for the word universe means one blessed song. And in dedication to all the people in Iraq, I think a lot of us here feel truly connected to all of you.
That's beautiful.
That was beautiful.
Wow. Have a poll here. Yay.
We have a...
You got a talent there, you know?
We'd kind of like to hear some of the poetry coming from the Iraqi side of things as
Definitely.
Well. And, you know, maybe also some music as well.
You'll have to be patient.
So do you want it also for war, or let us shift to romantic stuff?
Oh, let's talk about love.
Let's talk about love. Just like Celine.
That was funny.
Can we hear one of Haidar's poems? He said he'll bring one.
Okay. Of course, it's not as good as yours, but...
Looking for the poem.
Okay. Here I got one. Well, this poem is titled With My Lady. It goes just like that. Do you people know who's my lady? My lady is the one who lets the sun shine every day and lets all my fears go away. She is the one who makes the sky look blue and lets all my dreams come true. She is the one who makes me feel free and also makes me go down on my knees. She is the one who lets the birds sing and lets me live just like a king. She is the innocent smile of a child and the deep happiness of a bride. She is my laugh. She is my cry. She is the reason I live and the reason I'll die. You can find her in the deep oceans. You can find her in the high mountains. You can hear her in each romantic song. And you can feel her with each tear that you drop. She knows how to make you feel desire and how to burn you without fire. She knows how to make you sweat in winter and to tremble in summer. She knows how to make hard love tenderly and kiss you sweetly. She can really drive you crazy. Now I can proudly say that this is my lady.
Wow. That was beautiful.
Love.
That touched me. Wow.
Okay, now any questions from you guys?
Lots of them.
Yeah.
Well, if you are interested in poetry, I can read for you one, but it's a little bit darkly. And it's a metal song. It's a lyric I wrote before time. And if you want to hear it, just say yeah.
Is this
yeah.
Walid?
Yeah, Walid.
Yeah. Okay. Here it goes. It's called Filth of Humanity. And it starts with, I called my pride from deep inside. I paint my hair so I can be there. It's a tiny world to go for a word. But it's a light full star, but it looks so far. You see an arrangement of a humanity, evil nation we burn to be greed, evil nation we take just what we need, whatever the pain was that we give them indeed, it's reality. God of creation, just based on attention, civilization had died of execution, search for solution to save that generation. You don't need an education, pure humanitation, and your sensation you gonna save. Leave the pleasures and build your grave, it's better than being gas slaves. Light your mind with the prophet's word, because all the love is fading, even all this world. And the people that this guy we're talking to answered him by saying, so you want us to leave and forget all the life that we put every walk just to build it right? And you want us to carry on of what we believe and search for what you named religion life? We taught our children how to enjoy of hurting people like their toys. You're just a fool man or insane, and somehow, buddy, you did lost your brain. And he answered them back, and he says, you say I'm crazy because I saw all the truth, that you throw it back from the youth. You ruined everything, you destroyed everything, you just filled the life and all the world. And all the world, with all its words, you just ruined it all. Even the simple words, the life itself, already died and ran away. And after that, he's a generous man, so he prayed for them, and he said, brothers, sisters, sons and daughters, mothers and fathers, God be mercy on thy souls. Thank you.
Wow. Wow.
True artist.
Wow.
That was really, really powerful. Do you sing in Arabic as well?
Well, precisely not, because I think that the people here know that I have a band here in Iraq, and we sing heavy metal and those things, and we're trying to fight from our place in our songs. So this is the kind of lyric that we write, and we talk about the facts of life, and we talk how the, let's say, the humanity is drifting to the way of sinners, and we're trying to, let's say, stop them by saying our words, and I pray to the God that it could be helpful. And that's it.
Wow.
It is a song, by the way.
So is there kind of a big community of musicians and singers and...
You mean here?
Yeah. Singing in different languages and all sorts of, just diverse styles of music and all that sort of thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to answer this by saying there is a lot of musicians here in Iraq, and there is a lot of bands, and everyone is trying to learn everything about the life. So we are not as you think us. So, let's say we have known by the culture of a lot of countries, and we're studying, let's say, the geography of all the countries, and we know the cultures and the literature, and as you saw that we know about the poetry, and I'm real interested with Shakespeare, and I read every play that Shakespeare played.
Wow.
And let's say that's it. I think that could give you a good view about the situation here. For the music.